You're listening to Radiant Womanhood, the podcast for multi-passionate women who are ready to shake off their limitations, dream big, and live fully. I'm Tabitha Blue, a wife, mom of six, author, life coach, and entrepreneur, and I know firsthand the challenges women can experience when it comes to balancing life's demands, staying true to yourself, and navigating the many curveballs life can throw. And guess what? I'm obsessed with helping you navigate all the crazy seasons of this thing called life with confidence and grace. Join me each week as I delve into topics from habit making to goal setting, career balancing to relationship nurturing, and everything in between, helping you get out of your own way and embody the radiance within. So grab your headphones, shut out the distractions, and get ready to shine. Let's dive in. In today's episode, we are diving into comfort zone. It's a much used phrase, but it's that cozy space where familiarity reigns supreme, but where growth often stagnates. Can't have both at the same time. So we're going to discuss how to identify if you're trapped in your comfort zone, actionable steps to break free of that, and research-backed statistics to help inspire you to expansion. I am so excited about it. Okay, so in truth, comfort zones are not fully about comfort. I mean, they are, but really, when you get down to it, they're about fear. By getting over the fear of fear or the fear of being uncomfortable, you'll learn how to enjoy the process of taking risks and growing in that process. In one of our latest episodes, we talked about how our minds are wired to keep us safe and comfortable. Because beyond that, the being uncomfortable, it used to be a sign more of danger. But we define the comfort zone as a psychological state in which one feels safe, comfortable, and unchallenged. It's a place of routine and predictability that trying to create a space of minimal stress. And it's normal. If you feel like you've been stuck in this place, it's normal. It's not uncommon. In fact, that's really crazily, like I said, how our brains are wired. Our brains are wired to keep us, to protect us, to keep us in this bubble of, no, okay, that feels a little scary. That feels a little uncomfortable. I'm going to create a bubble. Let's stay right here. But that's also the opposite of growth. And a lot of times it's the opposite of the success that you want to experience. What that can look like is feeling stagnant. It can look like experiencing boredom. Maybe being bored with your life, bored with your days, can look like avoiding risk. It can look like making excuses to maintain this status quo, to maintain where I'm at. So let me ask you some questions real quick to see if you're stuck in your comfort zone. Because for one, know that it's normal. Know that it's common to feel that way. It's common to have this almost strange desire to stay in your comfort zone, even though I don't want to. I want to grow. I want to get past this. But there's this protective part of yourself that wants to keep you there. That's normal. So realize that. And it's okay. And we all do. I'm going to share a story in a minute of like 2 weeks ago where I just walked through this very thing. And it can happen in little ways and it can happen in big ways. So be honest with yourself in these questions. Are you content with your current situation? Or are you feeling a restlessness or a desire to change? Do you find yourself settling for mediocrity or good enough? Now, not wanting to change, that's different than walking in peace and ease. We can walk in peace even when we're going through changes, even when we're making the decision to stretch and go beyond to something bigger. I know a lot of times I've talked about this very podcast as an example. It was a big step, a step of faith for me, a step of reaching out to do something that I wasn't comfortable doing. I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't sure exactly what all I was going to say, but I knew that it was time. I just knew that this was my next step. Did it stretch me out of my comfort zone? Yes, absolutely. Did I have butterflies, which we'll talk about that again in a minute, that excitement for it, that little bit of fear of the unknown? Absolutely. But did I also have peace walking into it? Yes. So walking in peace isn't the same as walking in mediocrity or good enough. And that's an important differentiation to know about yourself. Am I walking in peace, even though I'm moving forward, or am I settling for good enough? And a lot of times that even kind of plays out or looks like, I don't need to know more. I don't want to learn. I would prefer to just stay the same not growing this. I've got a handle on everything I need to know, and I'm good staying here. It's good enough. Or are you trying to learn and grow or achieve more, do something different? Ask yourself this: what aspects of my life feel comfortable and predictable, and am I truly fulfilled in those areas? It's okay for things to feel comfortable. It's okay for parts of your life to feel predictable. Am I fulfilled in that part of it? Or am I settling for, maybe not quite so fulfilled, but it's good enough? That's being stuck in the comfort zone. What goals or dreams have you put on hold because they require stepping outside of your comfort zone? Say that to yourself. What goals or dreams have I put on hold because that requires me stepping out of my comfort zone? And just take a moment and think about that. That's an important one to know. That's an important one to dissect. What fears or limiting beliefs are holding me back from embracing new challenges? It can be easy to actively avoid pain and discomfort. So psychiatrist Phil Stutz, and he, along with someone else, did this study. And they said that your comfort zone is where you go to try to dodge harsh truths and realities. For example, if you want to lose weight, you have to face the pain, possibly for a time, of depriving yourself of something that for the moment you might enjoy. If you want to leave a relationship, I'm not encouraging this necessarily. I'm just saying these are the questions. If you want to leave a relationship, you have to face the pain or the possibility of being alone. Which one are you comfortable with? Are you avoiding that change, even though it might be something that takes you to the next thing you want to go to, because that means you're facing something else that makes you uncomfortable? So I told you I was going to tell you a story. So when we moved 12 years ago now, maybe something like that, we had bank accounts in the state that we lived in, and they were a credit union that was local to that area. So when we moved, we knew we had to close those accounts, open up new accounts in the new state that we were in. Now we opened up accounts for a bank that we could access from anywhere, especially with our travels and going back and forth and all of that. So we did so. And not too long ago, it was a few months ago, we had a letter from our previous bank from the state that we used to live in 12 years ago that mentioned an account in my name. And didn't really give a lot of information, but basically just was talking about an account that's in my name, which was strange because we thought that we had closed all of the accounts. So I called, but because I didn't know, the account number, I didn't have any information. I didn't even know that I had an account still open. So because I didn't really have enough information to give, I wasn't authorized to access any information on the account. So something that we talked about before is a lot of times in those kind of situations and circumstances, our brain likes to fill in the gaps. It likes to tell us a story. And again, it's wired in a way that helps to, quote unquote, protect us from things that could harm us. So a lot of times our brain fills in the story with almost like the worst possible scenario. Instead of thinking, wow, I probably have some money in this account, I was kind of thinking, I wouldn't have left an account open with money in it. So, why are they telling me that I have an account now 12 years later? Does that mean that for 12 years it's been building up fees and charges because like there's just an account that I don't know about? And well, if that's the case, I don't want to work really hard on accessing this account or figuring anything out about it or closing the account now because that might mean I have fees to pay to do that. And I would rather just not know and stay content. It's good enough where it is and let it go. I'm just going to leave it alone, which is what I did. And then we even visited that state. My husband and I went up there to visit some family. And he even mentioned, hey, should we stop by the bank, get information about the account? Like we're here in person. You have, your information on you. You're a person that you could stop in and probably get the information that you need. I mean, and the time that was there was quick. It was busy. And I didn't want to do it. Why? Because it was uncomfortable. Because I was afraid, again, well, if I go in there and find out the information about this account, I'm assuming that it probably means I owe them money. I would rather. I'm laughing about it now because it's kind of when you say it out loud and you put it out there, y'all, I'm being vulnerable. It feels stupid. It really does. But these are the thoughts that were kind of in my head. why would I want to put out effort and my time and my energy into figuring this out when I know I wouldn't have left an account open with money in it? We thought we closed all of them. Not really my fault, but I don't want to pay fees and stuff on it. And if they won't let me, you know, talk to anyone about the account, then that's not my problem. I'm just going to leave well enough alone. We're not even going to worry about it. That's what I did. We came back down to Florida, let it go. It was out of sight, out of mind. I kind of forgot about it. Well, I was looking into something else, and because it's, you know, tax season and all of that, one of the accounts that we have like an affiliate account with. So if you are familiar with like content creating, some of the things that we share, sometimes if we share links to things we use, you know, naturally the brand might say, okay, well, you shared that, we'll give you a little kickback on it. Well, one of the accounts that I have an affiliate account with, I was looking into to prepare the tax documents and realized that there was some account with this old bank that our affiliate account was actually sending our funds to. What does that mean? New information. It's new information about something that I had let my mind fill in the blanks on. I had let the fear of moving out of that comfort zone keep me from looking into it, moving further. No matter what, even if there was money in there or not, closing the account is probably the best option. But I didn't even want to go that route because I didn't even want to deal with the what ifs. So I didn't. But new information entered the chat. And now the new information is, okay, there's been an affiliate account that's been sending money to this bank account for, I guess, 12 years, maybe, at least a couple of years, an account that I didn't even realize was still open and still active. And then that made me say, okay, I guess now, now that new information has helped me to change the way I look at this from a fear response. What if looking at all the negative, filling in the story of it could be bad, it could mean I owe money, it could mean all of these things, but the new information changed that response from a fear response to, I think we might have some money in this account and I think we need to take the steps necessary now to access that. And that's what we did. I could have done this a month beforehand when we were actually in the state where the bank is and had it all wrapped up nicely, but I didn't. I let that fear response stop me and decided to stay in it, to stay there, and let that be the deciding factor on my actions. But with the new information, I walked past that fear zone. I walked out of that comfort zone, armed with that information, and said, let's make the change needed. And that's what I did. We were able to access those funds. We were able to get those funds sent to us. We were able to close the account. It took a little effort. Yes, absolutely. It took a long time figuring out ways to prove who I was from a different state and all of this. Yes, absolutely. But that whole story, which literally just finished happening like a week and a half ago, is to say that fear is a natural response. And here's the thing, not all fear is bad or wrong. Like I said before, even with starting the podcast, there were these butterflies and excitement. And that actually is part of that fear response that, oh, I'm not really sure exactly where it's going. I don't know the outcome. I'm stepping into something different and I have a little bit of butterflies about it. But the excitement side of it comes when you're willing to step out of it and take those steps of courage. So not all fear is bad or wrong. And again, it's natural to have that fear response, but it's also detrimental to stay there. It's detrimental to you to stay in fear. That's what nervousness is. It's this change, and it's a part of that fear response. But listen to this. According to research, 95% of people stay in their comfort zone. Around 3% of people take steps to walk into the fear zone, so out of that comfort zone, into that fear zone. And then a lot of times they stay there. Okay, I still don't like it, so I'm going to go back to my comfort zone or stay there in the fear. 1.5% of people make it to the learning zone, which is kind of the next phase. And even some of them come back to that fear zone or the comfort zone. But friends, I don't want you to be the 95% of people that just stay in the comfort zone or even to take a few steps into that fear zone, but then you're like, nope, I'm going back. I want you to be that 1% that says, let's do this. I'm going. I'm not going to let fear or what I assume to be just comfortable and status quo and good enough keep me here, hold me in fear. So the big question is, how can I reframe discomfort as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat to my security, because really that's what the comfort zone is. I want to stay here in this zone because it's comfortable, and moving out of it could be a threat to me. It's unknown. And the first step of that is really taking a snapshot and figuring out where we really are. Because it's hard to go forward. It's hard to move out of where you're at without even knowing where you're at. It's like on a map. Or I'm not always the best with directions and driving. And so before we had maps on our phone and navigation systems and all that, I used to call my husband and be like, I don't know where I am. And he was great. Like, I feel like his brain is almost literally a grid. So he would drive a couple of times and he just would know where the roads are, where they met, where this went, where that went. He was really good with that. So I would just call him, I don't know where I am. And his first question would be like, I can't help you unless I know where you are. So we can't get like out of this feeling of being lost or stagnant or staying in this place of comfort without knowing where we are, like taking stock of it and really knowing this is where I am right now, in order to get to the next place out of it. Chris actually went, friends of ours are in the Coast Guard. And so a couple of years ago, he had the privilege and the opportunity to go out with them on not a mission, but like a overnighter thing. I'm not even sure exactly what it's called, but he was able to go out on the boat to be a part of what they were doing. So he got to be with the captain, got to be in that area. And what he really came back talking about was it was just amazing to him that, I mean, every couple of minutes, there would be someone that was calling out where they were, and they were also checking to see where they were headed, what direction they were going. Because especially for like that, what the captain would talk about, with a big ship, each little tiny change in direction ends up with the boat somewhere crazy off distance. So they were always constantly checking, this is where we are. This is the direction we're going. Even though it might not look like it's making a big change right now with this tiny little shift in direction, you give it a little bit of time and whoo, it could be way off course. So it's really important to take stock and to look at a snapshot of where am I right now so that I know as I take these steps out of comfort zone, out of where I'm at, I can know the direction to go so that I'm going on the right course, so that I can end up in the place that I want to be. So here are some action steps. We're going to get in now to action steps, some ways that we can navigate ourselves out of our comfort zones. I am going to give you 4 actionable steps to navigate out of our comfort zones. We're going to get navigating here, guys. Take that snapshot, take stock of where you are. Ask yourself those questions. Am I stuck in the comfort zone, or am I going to embrace the discomfort of making some changes? But here we go. 1, set small goals. Just like we talked about with that ship going in the right direction, it didn't get from point A to point B like that. It didn't teleport. It took stock of where it was every couple of minutes and the direction it was headed. And those were these small goals, these achievable things that gradually took them to point B, to the place that they were looking to be. That's what we do when we establish achievable goals, these achievable, but maybe sometimes a little bit challenging goals to gradually expand out of your comfort zone. As an entrepreneur and a mom of 6, my mornings start quick and early, but I've learned that what I consume in the morning really sets the tone for my day. And yes, I am talking about saving the scrolling for later in the day, but I'm also talking about a healthy morning latte for heightened focus and smooth, long-lasting energy. It can seem overwhelming with endless options when it comes to choosing your daily bevs. So why not fuel your mind while you fuel your body, while you skip the jitters and afternoon crash? I've been using Clever Superfood Latte blends this past year as I made adjustments to focus on my health, and I am not turning back. Each Clever blend contains 3 powerful adaptogens, 500 million heat-safe probiotics, and healthy superfoods wrapped up in a decadent oat milk latte. Just add water, froth, and voila! A couple of my faves are the mocha and chai, but there are many delicious ones to choose from. So go to cleverblends.com and use my code FRESHMOMMY15 for a discount just for you. That's CLEVRBLENDS.com and code FRESHMOMMY15. When you know where you are, you're then able to take those small steps to move from that position on the map to another one in the direction of your dream. So that's my challenge for you today. Challenge number one is set a couple of small goals. Because, yes, comfort zones are easy. Fear response is natural. But staying in it is detrimental. So I don't want you to stay there. I don't want you to stay in fear. Take a moment today to say, where am I at right now? What are some small, maybe challenging, maybe they feel hard, but some small achievable steps to move me from where I am now just in the direction of where I want to go? Number two, embrace failure. I think it's time that we normalize failure as a stepping stone to success and learn from those setbacks rather than fear them or rather than be stuck in this fear response and not even move forward. I recently saw a video of Denzel Washington, and I mean, sometimes we can see these things come around on TikTok or on YouTube or Instagram, but it's so inspiring to see. He was talking about not being afraid to fail big. He talked about a time in his life when he was flunking out of college with a 1.7 GPA, and that was a place that he started. From then, he's been tested and he's been corrected, but he talks about still, even then, dream big and fail big. The question he asks, do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. And so that's where I think it's important to move out of that fear response. If we're afraid of all of these things, one of them a lot of times is failing, that keeps us stuck. Another thing I heard about recently was Spanx founder. I'm pretty sure all of us have heard of Spanx. And if you're a woman listening, probably a lot of you at some point have had or have some kind of Spanx in your closet, whether it's the underwear or whether it's the leggings. The leggings are awesome, by the way. But the founder, Sarah Blakely, talks about how she was encouraged to take risks. She said that her dad used to invite her and her brother to share their failures at the dinner table. For me, this was kind of like, so instead of being disappointed or upset about that, he would celebrate their efforts. So I want you to picture this. This is something that I started doing at our dinner table just a couple of weeks ago. The first time I asked the question, literally that. Okay, because a lot of times, and I've shared it here as well, we'll do high-low. Share the high of the day. Okay, share your low of the day. And it just gets our kids talking. It gets sharing, maybe encouraging each other. Well, this time I said, what was something that you failed at today? And they all just looked at me with blank faces for a minute. Even Chris kind of looked over like, what are you asking? He's like, I want to know, is there something today that you tried or maybe you hoped, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm hoping I'm going to get on this grade. This is what I want to try for. And you failed. You didn't live up to the expectations you set for yourself. Let's share that. And it didn't take very long. And all of them started sharing it. Even my 7-year-old daughter was sharing something that she tried that day and failed at. And then my response to them, I was applauding and cheering them. And they were just still looking at me like, what is mom doing? I think she's gone a little bit crazy. What is happening right now? I'm not sharing the highlight of my day. I am sharing what I failed at, and she's cheering me on. But what was beautiful about it is I got to encourage them that we all fail and it's okay. We get to learn from it. I got to tell them that I'm applauding them. I'm cheering them on. I'm celebrating the fact that they tried. I'm celebrating the fact that they took a chance, that they were doing, that they were moving beyond fear to action. What Spanx founder Blakely said about that tradition, she said, what it did was to reframe my definition of failure. Failure for me became not trying versus the outcome. And that is such a cool thing to reframe. That's where I say embrace failure, because that means that you're trying, regardless of the outcome, you're doing something. And true failure now becomes not even trying, not even doing, not even moving, not even taking those steps. So that's number two, embrace failure. Number three is learn. What learning does is it helps us overcome the knowing-doing gap. So a fear from moving out of where you are to where you want to be is based in not knowing how to do something, take the steps to change that fact. Just like in our episode on one of the most powerful words in our English language, I'm going to link that episode below, you may not know how to do something yet, but you can learn it. And as you do, you begin to mitigate the fear over that task. So overcome the knowing-doing gap. Look up videos on YouTube. Reach out to someone that already is doing it. If it's something you've begun to do, practice and practice some more so you build your confidence in that skill or whatever it is. But learn. Take the steps to overcome that gap. Mitigate the fear of moving out of where you are to where you want to be by learning. Learn to do it. And number four, don't go it alone. In a recent episode with my husband, we talked about the power of who is in your circle, who's in the room with you. And that certainly applies here as well. So trust yourself first by learning, by embracing failure, by setting those small goals. And then trust the people around you. Trust others around you. Get around people who are your encouragers. Discuss your fears with them and take baby steps to come out of it. I believe that when you confront your fears, you're also going to be able to help others confront theirs. So don't go it alone. So you want to hear a cool story? Years ago, because of a friend, because of someone who was in my circle, I was invited, had the opportunity to meet basically a hero, especially in the motivation world. So if you've been around that for a while, it was Zig Ziglar. I was nervous going to this event, but I'm so glad I did because it stretched me outside of my comfort zone. But I sat in the green room. I shook his hand. I actually was like distraught earlier this week that I couldn't find my teenage photo with him. But yes, I was a teenager. And I sat in the green room. I shook his hand, listened in awe as he chatted before he went out onto the stage in front of thousands and thousands of people. So I might not have that photo readily available to me at the moment, but the actual moment is still etched in my mind. But like, do you want to know what happened before that? I didn't want to go. I mean, I did, but I didn't. It's those times when we make excuses for, I don't have anything to wear. I maybe have other things to do. Like, I want to be there and I know this expands me, but also the fear of maybe being the smallest one in the room, maybe being not prepared enough. All of the things that hold us back are what would come to my mind. And what I got to do was step out of that being uncomfortable, or I guess step into it, being uncomfortable, and saying, yes, I am going to go. I'm going to do this. There's a quote by him that I love, by Zig Ziglar, that says, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. So this whole experience with him reminds me of the importance of that, of stepping out of what's easy and comfortable into maybe even an amazing opportunity when you step out of that, or I guess, like I said, step into it. So are you someone that maybe wants to build relationships with people, wants to build friendships? You feel lonely, but then when the opportunity comes to spend time with somebody else to build the friendship or relationships, you pull back because I don't feel ready. I'm afraid that maybe they won't accept me. All of these fears and these things, these lies that your brain is telling you to keep you in the comfort bubble, hold you back. You aren't going to build those relationships and friendships by pulling back and pulling away from them or staying home when they're getting together. Does that make sense? So I want you to really look at what are the places in my life that I'm keeping myself in this comfort bubble instead of moving forward and taking the next step. Remember that growth is just beyond the boundaries of your comfort zone. So one, by recognizing the signs of being stuck, go back and ask yourself those questions if you need to, taking stock of where you are right now, and then those actionable steps to break free. You are that much closer to achieving. You're in the 1%. That is what I want for you. Are you ready to answer? Are you ready to answer when opportunity knocks? As cheesy as that may sound, I hope yours is a big yes. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Radiant Womanhood. If you want more, head on over to radiantwomanhood.com for show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could take a few moments to rate and review the show. Don't forget to hit the follow button to stay updated on our latest episodes. Friend, I love hearing from you. So shoot me a DM at Instagram @radiantwomanhood or @tabithablue to carry on the conversation. And if you believe the remarkable women in your life could benefit from this episode, share the link with them to spread the love. Until next time, friend, keep shining.